Hello, my lovely Sunday school. As always, I am sending you loads and loads of love. I hope you're doing okay and you're managing your schoolwork and finding time to have some fun too. Remember, Mother Juliet and I are here for you if you need us. Ask your grown-up to WhatsApp or call. And speaking of WhatsApp, Mother Juliet's put the information about our Shine Jesus Shine sing-along on the WhatsApp group, Rainbows. Sophia, Mother Juliet's daughter, will be helping her put all our voices together in a St. Swithin's crazy choir mashup. Please record yourself doing the song or a bit of the song. Otherwise, it will just be me and Mother Juliet singing. And nobody wants that. At the start of today's gospel reading, Jesus says to his disciples, "If you love me, keep my commandments." He's talking to them about how they're going to keep working as Christians after he's gone to the Father in heaven. He tells them that he will still be with them and working through them as the Holy Spirit. So there are a couple of things to think about here, and it might seem a bit complicated. But there is one word in today's reading that we can really hold on to. Jesus says to his friends, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Well, we love Jesus. That's what being a Christian's about. We might not always show it perfectly, but we try through what we do and say to show that we love him. We are keeping the most important of commandments, because by loving Jesus, we're loving God. Jesus says he will be with the disciples and us as the Holy Spirit. Now, I know you guys remember the fruits of the Spirit. There's a link to that crazy Fruits of the Spirit song that we've listened to a few times in Sunday school. If you need a giggle, the link is on the website connected to this Sunday school lesson. The first fruit of the Spirit is love. Without love, none of the other fruits of the Spirit would work properly anyway. Could you have joy or patience without love? I guess you could, but they'd be pretty terrible versions of joy and patience. So the word that we should focus on here, the word that I've already used 8 times in this message, is love. We show our love for Jesus by loving others. That second commandment, love your neighbour as yourself, means that we have to be kind to and love ourselves and then mirror that love and kindness in the way we treat other people. And you know, just like you need love in order to have joy or patience, you also need to love yourself and treat yourself kindly so that you can properly love your neighbour as yourself. Give a little love today to yourself, to other people, and to Jesus. There are some activities on the Sunday school pages for you to complete if you'd like to. May the Lord keep you safe and healthy and happy and loved. Amen.